The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Snake Power. When I was a child, my brother brought home snakes from the nearby woods and kept them in a cardboard box. He taught me how to hold the garter snakes behind the neck and allow them to coil around my freckled arms. I knew enough to respect snakes. I was tentative, but not scared. My brother would keep them for a day or two and then release them in the woods. We'd watch as the snakes slithered like lightning into the dry leaves and disappeared into the welcoming woods. On the winter solstice 5 years ago, I opened the back door of the house and discovered a small garter snake coiled next to the mat, basking in the pale midwinter sun. I couldn't miss the snake's presence so close to the door, nor the importance of the day, winter solstice, a time when most snakes were deep in hibernation. 2 weeks later, I had the first of many dreams about snakes. In this dream, three viper snakes approached me. I ran, and they bit me in the back. I awoke with pain in the exact place where I had been bitten in the dream. Snakes continued their nocturnal visits for over a year. About 18 months later, I dreamt that I was digging a trench in a garden. The rectangular furrow was just big enough for me to lie down. I sat down in the hole. A green garden hose coiled next to me transformed into an enormous green snake with a woman's head. She had tousled blonde hair and a mouthful of sharp, crooked teeth. "Are you ready?" she asked lazily. "Yes," I told her calmly. She tipped her head back, then lunged, her teeth sinking into my back. I didn't flinch this time. I was ready for this kiss of transformation. I laid down in the hole, the exact size and shape of a grave, and slept within my dream. Again, I awoke feeling the bite in the exact spot in my back. Last autumn, I walked into the root cellar and accidentally stepped on a snake. Thankfully, the garter snake was not injured. She slithered into the corner of the root cellar, looking for a relatively warm spot to overwinter. Traditionally, goddess figures draw their strength from the earth, and snake is one of the most potent repositories of earth and kundalini power. Both the Virgin Mary and Avalokiteshvara often are depicted standing on snakes. They do not conquer the serpents. Instead, they draw vitality from this potent source of life energy. Kundalini power rises in the spine. In Hindi tradition, the saints are depicted with a cobra snake erupting from their third eye in the middle of the forehead. Snake slithers up the spine and blossoms in the third eye. I'm still awaiting the full volcanic eruption of kundalini power. Thankfully, the process for me has been a gentle boil, with chakras opening at different times. These energy centers have blasted open one at a time and then receded, but always more open than before the blast. They have become permanently stretched by the extreme opening. In the last month, as I've been writing a new book and reawakening the creative power within, I have dreamt of two snakes visiting me in the root cellar, which I understand to be my root chakra, the grounding of my vitality here on earth. I know that spirit is stirring in me when snake slithers into my dreams. Over time, my fear of snake and its venom has softened. I continue to befriend snake, as much as one can befriend a volcano. I know its bite is intended to transform me. Snake slays what no longer serves me, opening the way for more vitality and creativity to erupt in my life. I sense that when I am able to welcome snake fully, she will slither up my spine and blossom in my forehead, and then I will be fully, completely awake. Until then, I am satisfied with our nocturnal visits. I'm more comfortable with these dream encounters, just as I welcome the many garter snakes on the land. I have no desire to tame this wildness, only befriend it.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, writer, and single mother of twin boys. She lives in Montrose, Colorado.